The Connecticut Department of Public Health's latest COVID vaccination data reveals most of the residents of Canaan have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Michelle McGuire Hansen is the Emergency Management Director for Canaan. She says it wasn't hard to convince over 1,000 eligible residents to get vaccinated.
Most of our population really wanted to get vaccinated. They were ready for it.
The state data reported Canaan is 100% vaccinated, but Hansen says that number is closer to 90%. Since the number will grow once children under 12 are eligible. Litchfield County became the latest county in the state to make the CDC's list for substantial risk of COVID-19 spread. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Coming up, environmentalists are okay with Connecticut's new offshore wind construction hub, a law to help military families in the state, and should Governor Cuomo resign? I'm Sabrina Garone. A construction hub for offshore wind based in New London State Pier won approval from Connecticut's top environmental body. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection decided to allow permits for the more than $200 million project. A road salt manufacturer who said the project forced them off the pier had objected to its approval. Energy companies Ørsted and Eversource say their hub on the pier will be a staging area for the construction of wind turbines, and it'll create more than 400 jobs. Officials say they expect the project to be complete by the end of 2022. It'll supply parts to Revolution Wind, one of several offshore wind projects with Connecticut ties. It still needs federal approval through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has signed a law that will make it easier for spouses of military personnel to get professional licenses for work. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The military often relocates service members around the country. That can cause money problems for military spouses in careers that require professional licensing, like real estate brokers and accountants. They often wait months for new state credentials. Now, Lamont says the new law will streamline that process.
It is cumbersome as heck. You know, you got 50 different states, 50 different licensing mechanisms. It can be long. We know that from tens of thousands of people moving in the state saying, what do I have to do to get recertified?
Lamont says Connecticut will now accept out-of-state licenses for workers who practiced safely for at least 4 years and pass a background check. He signed the bill at the Navy submarine base in Groton, home to more than 6,500 military personnel and their families. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Should Governor Cuomo resign? A lot of lawmakers seem to think so. More on that coming up after headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Here's the latest on COVID-19 in our region. Governor Lamont says he wants to avoid reinstating statewide COVID-19 mandates in Connecticut. He says he would not follow New York City's proof of vaccination requirement for indoor dining and gyms this week. The CDC says all of the state is at substantial risk. On Long Island, Nassau County has reached high risk and Suffolk is considered substantial risk. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran gave the county legislature her revised plan to use federal pandemic relief as payments to county residents. Her new proposal would send one-time direct payments to Nassau households with income up to $168,000. Households earning up to $500,000 may be eligible. Her original plan would have provided payments only to homeowners who received the state's tax exemption. Legislators questioned its legality. The Connecticut Supreme Court will hear two lawsuits against Stanford's Board of Representatives this fall regarding the use of land in the city. That's after the board halted construction on a potential gym and parcel in the city's south end. Residents led petitions against developers that said the developments would ruin the nature of the neighborhoods. The board agreed. The developers argued that the Board of Reps did not have the authority to acknowledge and act on those petitions. President Joe Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont are among the chorus of voices calling on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign, following a report that finds credible evidence that the governor sexually harassed 11 women. Karen DeWitt has more.
Biden says after hearing the results of the devastating report by Attorney General James, it's time for Cuomo to leave office.
What I said was if the investigation of the Attorney General concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today.
Biden's condemnation was one of many significant developments for the embattled governor. They include a statement from the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, saying that he and other Assembly Democrats have lost confidence in the governor and are expediting an impeachment inquiry that Hastie hopes can conclude as quickly as possible. Also, Albany County District Attorney has launched a criminal investigation and is urging potential victims to come forward. James' report finds that Cuomo violated multiple state and federal laws by sexually harassing multiple women, including current and former staffers, as well as a state trooper who was providing security detail for him. The report also finds that the governor fostered a toxic and hostile work environment. Cuomo says his private attorney has written a point-by-point response to James' report. He's posted that on his website. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. We think local news is important here at WSHU, and we're glad you think it's important too. Thank you for listening. After All Things is supported by Hartford HealthCare. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll be back tomorrow.